Seven.
Accept three federal grants totaling $1,023,071 from the Department of Housing and Urban Development for Continuum of Care Planning, the administration of the Regional Homeless Management Information System, and Otis Supportive Housing Programs.
Thank you, Mayor. In November of 2015, the Portland Housing Bureau applied to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, for an annual renewal of three Continuum of Care grants in the total amount of $1,230,071. The funds will go towards planning administration of the Regional Homeless Management Information System and for supportive housing programs that will be programmed through Cascadia Behavioral Health and Transition Projects. So we have Ryan Dibert here. Ryan, if you want to add anything or answer questions.
Ryan, it's a lot. That's a nice chunk of federal money.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? See if I can speak. So, yes. HUD. Hey, come on up.
All right. I have three people signed up: Mary Ng, Charles Johnson, and Laura Vanderlyn.
Okay. On this topic, please.
Absolutely. It's so lovely to see you, City Council. My name is Mary Rose Lenoring. Steve Novick, it's a pleasure to see you. Amanda Fritz, it's a pleasure to see you. Charlie Hales, I'm pleased with your interview with KGW on zombie houses. Dan Saltzman, I really want to commend you for your work on housing. Nick Fish, you know we get along. Maybe it's because I read your grand folks' Wikipedia article. It was just so fascinating. Mr. Saltzman, I wanted to offer you the opportunity to really put on your superhero cape and move forward on a level of heroism that has been unseen heretofore. And we don't know where we're going with this housing catastrophe. We have the refugee crisis in Syria. I'm sometimes impressed that the refugees in Northern Europe are getting better treatment than our homeless here in the United States of America. So I want us to bring us up to an international humanitarian aid standard where we have, if people are forced to live in camps and tents, they are living in very high quality, heated, with sanitation services kinds of tents. What we've got, this little shamble Hooverville type stuff, is despicable. It afflicted my grandpa's generation. It's why he joined the Navy. So I want to thank you for this because I think housing and urban development needs to be expanded. We need forward thinkers like FDR, who transformed the blight and poverty into productivity. A particular hero that I have is Olof Palme, who for some reason gets blamed with the Million Program, which in Sweden Olof Palme went to Detroit, Michigan, and he saw the urban blight, he saw the destruction, the homelessness, the poverty, the rioting, the controversies, and he said, I'm going back to Sweden, and this is not going to happen to my country. I will build housing. And the Million Program, I've been there, what passes for standard impoverished housing, or just like a regular old blue-collar worker would have, excellent windows, double-paned windows, excellent insulation, excellent electricity, excellent water pressure, cleanliness, Scandinavian design, which focuses on simplicity, durability, and beauty, elegance. And when I was there, I felt the potential for the riots, which eventually broke out. So I was there in 2011 primarily. And when the riots broke out in 2013, I said, I can feel this. There has been an unanswered need. So once you meet the housing, you have to also meet the human needs. If there are afflicted populations who feel alienated, they need to be reached out too. So there may or may not be within this data management, systems management, a way of calculating what is the amount of social workers on staff for different kinds of crisis, from alcoholism to domestic violence? What is the amount of cultural centers, libraries, computers, things that are cultural center related, which the Swedish term for that is kulturhuset. It's much more interesting than a library, and it's not a de facto homeless shelter like we have in our libraries where women like me are afraid to enter libraries for fear I will be offered crystal meth or sex sales or any other kind of unfortunate situation. Our libraries should be sacrosanct because housing is a human right. We maybe need to form a constitution of Portland that solidifies that right, as the Swedish constitution solidifies the right to housing. But I thank you for your work and your work on women's issues as well. And I want to reach out to you specifically about the bullying on Facebook of David Keith Davis as a skinhead when he's actually a Jewish man. And guess what? I just found out I have got a Jewish great-grandma. So it's hurting my heart.
Thanks, Mary. Yes. Okay, you need to say what you're going to
say. I'm exercising my First Amendment right.
Okay. You want to do that for 3 minutes? Go ahead.
You hired Rosenbaum and Watson, LLP. You brought them into the city to create a mental health crisis so they could sell their CIT. Crisis intervention team training. So they could sell it all over the world, so they could franchise it. You brought them into the city. You sat there, Amanda Fritz, commissioner. Not one time did you stand up for the people, not one time. You stood up for them. You stood up for them, Amanda Fritz, you stood up for them. You were at a meeting with me one time where you came and thanked me because I spoke up for the people. You thanked me. You shook my hand. And then you were somebody completely, someone else, at that meeting the other night. You didn't stand up for the people, Amanda. You didn't. Commissioner Fritz, you didn't stand up for the people, Commissioner Fritz. Mayor Hales, you are not standing up for the people when you bring people like Rosenbaum and Watson, LLP, into the city to create a crisis, to sell their crisis intervention training. You didn't stand up for the people, Amanda. You didn't. You're a woman. You didn't stand up for the people, Amanda. Fritz, Commissioner. You did not stand up for the people. You just sat there and then you thanked them for the job that they're not doing. You haven't showed up, Mayor Hales, and listen to the people. You have not showed up at the Community Oversight Advisory Board meeting for the people. You did not stand up for the people. You did not speak up for the people. You are not speaking up for the people, Commissioner Fritz, you were there. You were there. There was bullying from the board. A board member offended somebody in public. The mayor, Rosenbaum, and Watson, and the chair are all refusing to apologize. Why is that? Why can't you own what you did? Why? Shame on you.
Thanks very much. Charles?
Go ahead. Good morning. Of all those concerns are very close to my heart. I'm also very much on this agenda item about HMIS. I don't know if you noticed, but recently there was some suggestion that Russian hackers had gotten into the Democratic database about Donald Trump. If anybody wants to hack it, the HMIS, the Homeless Management Information System, is a database. If you're homeless in the city of Portland, you'll be given a barcode that associates, we're not barcoding people, it's just a way to scan people and bring the records up faster. So 363-805, it doesn't mean a person's homeless, it just means they're in poverty and they're engaging with services at Join or at Transition Projects or maybe Central City Concern. I'm probably not competent to speak on the broad scope of whether HMIS is working and whether it deserves another $1 million. Unfortunately, nobody's here with the experience to speak on a broad scope of how HMIS is and isn't working. We're paying somebody $100,000 to run transition projects, and that's okay. They're working harder than they were a year ago because we've added shelters under the TPI contract. So the guy who oversees most of the HMIS stuff, services related, George, his name is at Transition Projects, he also has to now deal with the peace shelter and the fact that our wonderful, loving city shut down the shelter in Multnomah Village. Multnomah Village, they won't have to worry about HMIS. They chased the homeless out. When you look at this item on the agenda link, a very, at least on my phone, I may be having technical difficulties, a very brief PDF comes up. I'm sure Mr. Saltzman could tell us what OTIS is. I didn't see OTIS, the acronym, decoded in there. It's a complex situation. As we've said in the past, we have anywhere from 25,000 to 60,000 people, 10% of the city, living in financial distress because housing costs are disproportionately high. Some of those people will be going to eviction court today, and then they'll wander around after their eviction happens, and they'll be entered into HMIS. So we need to make sure there's resource systems that are there to support the work that needs to be done by Transition Projects, by JOIN. But when we see, every time you see somebody under a tarp on Fifth Avenue and Sixth Avenue, that's a sign that we're not leveraging HMIS, these federal dollars, to get to where we would like to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Anyone else? Then let's take a vote, please. It's an emergency ordinance.
Aye.
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 Well, $1 million is a lot of money, but it's not nearly as much as we used to get before the Reagan defunding of housing, and I hope that the federal government in the next administration starts stepping up for funding housing appropriately. Aye. But all the same, thank you for getting it. Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.